Hello, fellow rebel capitalists. Hope you're well. Let's get right into the story. More fantastic economic policies coming out of California and Gavin Newsom. Not just fantastic, but truly inspiring, brilliant, clever. Those are the first adjectives that come to mind. Let's check it out. Yeah, you guys don't want to miss this article. This article is going to drop some serious knowledge bombs here. So this will really, if you're trying to learn economics, this is going to take your understanding of economic principles to the next level. So how do you fight inflation? Well, duh, you just give more people, or you give people more money. Economic principles 101. If prices are going up, the solution is just to give people more dollars so they can afford the higher prices. Millions in California get up to $1,050 in inflation relief. I love the name of it as well. Inflation relief payment. Budget agreement reached late Sunday night includes funding for those traveling from out of state for, oh, that'll go well. I'm sure that's not going to be a complete boondoggle scam where people, why would you? Okay, I can already tell you what's going to happen here. This is crazy. They're going to say, okay, we'll give you a per diem or something for going out of state. What are people going to do? They're just going to say, how are they going to prove that they actually got the abortion? Oh my goodness. More red tape, more bureaucracy, more just government handout boondoggles that people are going to turn into a scam, and it's going to just come at the expense of the taxpayer, and it's going to come at the expense of the poor and middle class through higher and higher levels of consumer price inflation. I mean, honestly, is it that hard to travel out of the state? Let's just say that obviously this is about abortion, but I mean, I'm wondering what the nearest state, probably Oregon but California, I don't know why you would go out of the state of California. Huh, that's weird. Maybe they'll explain it, because I'm sure California passed laws protecting abortion. So let's see what's going on here. So the legislators, Sunday agreement with $17 billion? I didn't realize it was that much. So California Governor Gavin Newsom, does he not look like a used car salesman? I mean, how can anyone look at this guy? He's got like greased slick back hair. I mean, if you were like drawing a cartoon and you wanted to draw someone, or you wanted to doing a movie, if you were casting for a movie of like a used car salesman or someone real slimy, you would literally cast what Gavin Newsom looks like in real life. So he announced Sunday night they had reached an agreement with state legislature on $17 billion and they're calling it an inflation relief package. Oh my goodness. That's more money in your pocket to help you fill your gas tank and put food on the table. And they always say that it's a tax rebate. It never is. It's just they give you money and then they somehow call it a tax rebate, because I guess just giving you stimmy checks has like a negative connotation or something. Millions of Californians will be receiving $1,000 basically as part of a new middle class tax rebate. Well, maybe it is a tax rebate. I know that when they were doing the stimmy checks, the child tax rebates were just upfront payments of a grand or 2 grand or whatever it was. It really wasn't, I don't know how they got around it, but it really wasn't a tax rebate. So I'm assuming this is the same, but let's keep reading. So here's how it breaks down. Basically, rich people don't get anything. Poor middle class, it's just kind of on a sliding scale here, okay? Budget agreement. And by the way, if you want to increase inflation, this is what you do. You just give it to people who are at the lower end of the economic totem pole, because they're going to spend it with velocity. You give it to, not that I'm saying we should give it to rich people either, but what you're doing is not only giving out quote unquote free money, but you're giving it to people that will definitely spend it, velocity, prices up. And then of course they have to weasel in some sort of alternate spending packages. You know, they always have the title as though it's a relief package, but then they, you know, have to put in all of their spending to their, basically to their buddies and, you know, to kind of grease the wheel here. So it also includes $47 billion in infrastructure and transportation and a pause in the state's diesel sales tax. So here again, I didn't even read this prior to going into it, but think about it. Oh, actually, I did read a little part of it down below here. Let's see if I can find it, because this is going to completely blow your mind. So California Assembly Speaker Anthony Rendon tweeted, "We are prioritizing climate action." Okay, let's just go right back up here. "And a pause in state diesel sales tax for a year starting October 1st. Oh, but they're prioritizing climate change. That is right. It's just, no matter how often I do these videos, it still never ceases to amaze me that people actually put their faith and confidence in these politicians that just blatantly lie to them over and over and over again. And not only that, they contradict themselves just from sentence to sentence. It's not like they contradict themselves from week to week or month to month or year to year. No. From one sentence to the very next sentence, they contradict themselves. You would think that the average Joe and Jane's spidey senses would kind of go on and saying, wait a minute, this is a person that I should not trust. But there again, vote. As long as you say what I want you to say, I'll vote for you. I'll vote for you. Just give me free stuff. I'll vote for you. I'll vote for you. I know you're lying to me. I know you're as crooked as a scenic railway, but just say what I want you to say and give me free stuff and I'll vote for you. That's pretty much the deal, the agreement that Californians have with their politicians. Hey guys, I want to remind you to check out Rebel Capitalist Pro. This is the incredible online investment forum that I have with investment experts Lynn Alden and Chris McIntosh. It includes professionals such as Patrick Serezna from Macro Voices. He specializes in options. Tony Greer, commodity trading. Jason Hartman, real estate. And Brent Johnson with macroeconomics. If you want to build wealth and thrive in this world of out-of-control central banks and big governments, Rebel Capitalist Pro is the resource you need. So check it out today at georgegammon.com/pro. That's georgegammon.com/pro. We'll see you inside with the fellow Rebel Capitalists that are taking their investing to the next level. So let me actually give you some economic theory here, or some economic education while I'm kind of ranting on what they're doing in California. So the way that you would reduce the dependency on fossil fuels, if this was your objective, let's just say that you thought that fossil fuels were absolutely horrible and we need to eradicate them from society as quickly as we can in order to prevent climate change or some sort of disaster that was going to happen in the next decade or two. Well, you would want fossil fuel prices as high as possible. You want high prices, because high prices is going to do what? It's going to decrease demand. So in other words, it's going to decrease the use of fossil fuels. And isn't that the whole point? If you're worried about climate change, aren't you trying to reduce people's usage of fossil fuels? Well, if that's the case, then you want prices as high as you can possibly get them. So you can't have both, politician. That's what I'm saying here. If you're someone that says that we want to fight climate change by reducing demand, but we also want low prices, that makes no sense. When you say that, Mr. Politician, we know you are lying. It's obvious you're contradicting yourself, and it's obvious you don't care about climate change. The only thing you care about is buying my vote. And if you didn't pick up my sarcasm at the beginning of the video, maybe you're a new viewer, maybe you're a new rebel capitalist, you're a rebel capitalist neophyte. The reason I was saying, or I, let me explain the beginning of the video. I was going into how ridiculous it is, or I was trying to imply that through my sarcasm, that they are actually giving people money as a way to fight inflation. The reason I'm saying that jokingly is because the way there's only one way to bring down prices. Only one way is you have to create more stuff. If you're trying to fight price increases by giving people more currency units, the only thing that you are going to get is higher prices, which will make the additional dollars you give them just less valuable. And then in the future, it'll make the dollars they're earning less valuable. So you're basically decreasing their purchasing power by trying to give them enough money to afford the higher prices. In other words, if you give them money for the higher prices, it's just going to make prices even higher than they were before, to the detriment of the poor and middle class. Again, the only way that you can reduce prices is to increase the amount of stuff. And politicians cannot increase the amount of stuff. The only thing they can do is increase the amount of currency units, which makes the problem even worse. Yeah, so it says right here that Newsom has also signed into law a bill protecting patients and providers in California against... Okay, so I don't know why they would have to go out of state. They're probably just doing that again just to pander to constituents. That, oh, look at us, we're standing up for, we're pro-rights or whatever. We're pro-choice, and look at how pro-choice we are. We're so pro-choice that if someone wants to go out of state to a state, you know, for whatever reason, we're going to pay their bill or something, you know, even though you can do that right here in the state of California. So then Tony Atkins went on to tweet, this budget agreement will bring relief to taxpayers in significant and equitable way. Relief to taxpayers. So what Tony is saying is that by giving people more money, it's going to give them relief to the higher prices. Again, how can anybody take these politicians seriously? Oh, this is good too. Putting our state's wealth to work for Californians. Okay, for you new rebel capitalist viewers, here's another economics lesson. Wealth has nothing to do with currency units, as Tony is implying. Wealth is stuff. It's goods and services. It is not currency units. And Californians are learning this, or going to learn this, the hard way. Sure, they're going to have more and more currency units, so they think that they're wealthy. Oh, look, I had $1,000 in my account. Now I have $2,000. Wow, I am wealthier. Wrong, Mr. Average Joe, because that $2,000 buys you, or will buy you, less stuff than the $1,000 you had in there to begin with. So again, wealth is not a measurement of currency units. It's a measurement of how much stuff you have. And the politicians cannot create more stuff by redistributing currency units. In fact, they create an environment where there is less stuff produced. And then in our California budget, we are focusing our funds to help Californians most in need. We are prioritizing climate action. Wrong. You're bringing down diesel prices and gas prices, infrastructure investments, reproductive health. Is this really what you should be prioritizing right now? I mean, we've got an inverted yield curve. We've got negative GDP growth. We've got interest rates going up at the front end. Interest rates going down at the long end. So we've got a flattening of the curve. It's inverted twice in the last 3 months. We see an inversion of the Eurodollar futures curve starting in December of 2022. Should we really prioritize reproductive health here? I mean, this is just mind-boggling. And I know it's the topic du jour, but seriously, this is, for heaven's sakes, let me pose it to you this way. Let's say you live in Venezuela right now, where you have experienced hyperinflation. There's no food. There's no medicine. People can't afford to put a roof over their head. They're quite literally having to kill their own dog and eat it to put food on the table. Do you think they're worried about reproductive health? My guess is no. So I think instead of prioritizing climate actions, you should focus on what you are prioritizing. And you should get your priorities straight, California. And priority number one should be the economy. How do you improve the economy? How do you create economic growth? You reduce the size of government. You don't create more economic growth by focusing on climate action and reproductive health. And the infrastructure investments, again, just a straight boondoggle to where you're not going to create new highways. You're not going to create a new rail system. The only thing that you're going to do is just give your cronies and buddies money so they'll donate to your next election campaign. Again, grease the wheel. And all those people closest to the money printer, all those people closest to the politicians, like Benioff, by the way, they'll receive those funds at the expense of the taxpayer. So the rich cronies and the people, the insiders, if you will, they get rich at the expense of the poor and middle class because they have to pay for it. And the poor and middle class are duped into voting for this because it's for infrastructure, just straight Cantillon effect, just enriching the poor, the fat cats, the insiders at the expense of everyone else. But I think the main takeaway for this video is just to realize how little these politicians know and how willing they are to lie to you and contradict themselves from sentence to sentence. And how, I mean, you know, the great thing about this article is if any of your friends, your family member, your friends and family member Freds, if they have any doubt in their mind as to the authenticity of the politicians we're dealing with today, or the politicians in California more specifically, just show them this article. Because anyone with half a brain, a third grader with half a brain, knows that you cannot solve a problem of consumer price inflation with more currency units. That third grader instinctively knows that that is just going to make the problem worse. So your friend and family member Fred, after reading this article, has to come to the conclusion that the politicians know that as well. And if the politicians know that, and if they're spinning it a different way, that means those politicians are lying to you. They're lying to you to get your vote. They are manipulating you. And if someone is manipulating you, you should stay away from them. And for goodness sakes, you should definitely not vote for them to make them someone with any type of power and influence in your local community. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. As always, make sure that you're standing up for freedom, liberty, free market capitalism, and we'll see you in the next.